Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Man, what is going on with the NFL, the National Football League? I mean, I know this is Pat's, one of his favorite sports, but right now, I mean...
One of them, yes.
You know, ping pong is the other one, but right now, we're in week three. Is it week three?
Mm-hmm.
Week three of the NFL. How many weeks are there in a season, Pat?
Well, 16 in the regular season.
16 in the regular season. We're in week three, and the NFL is making more headlines for what's happening off the field than actually what's happening, you know, on the field.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is going on? You're seeing players that are having, you know, tons of issues, a wide variety of them. And we're not here to make any kind of judgments upon what's happened in any of these men's lives. I mean, the media and a lot of people are doing, you know, a job, a horrible job on that.
Yeah, right.
Pointing people's failures out and things of that nature. That's not what we want to talk about here today. But you got to think about, like, man, what is going on there?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a media frenzy that is highlighting people's errors, highlighting people's mistakes. I mean, some of these things allegedly have been committed by players. These are acts of violence. You know, some of them are known. There's video, stuff like that. But I mean, pointing, criticizing, judging. I haven't seen the first person, I was thinking about this, Pat, the first person to rise up yet and say, hey, you know, or media outlets say, we're going to give these guys, you know, some therapy or counseling or anything. They're just, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. blasting them.
Bashing them, yeah.
Bashing them. And now because of public opinion, a lot of these owners and the commissioners, they're making these decisions to throw these players, you know, off the team, suspending them, not letting them play, just all, you know, and it's all because of, you know, dollars and cents. You know, once public opinion gets out there, now it's,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
these guys get really concerned about, should we put this player on, or we don't want a backlash from you know, people, or the, you know, negative news. And for, I mean, it's like 3 solid weeks from the beginning of this season, all you have seen is just one headline after the other of just negative news regarding the National Football League. And now the commissioner, Goodell,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he doesn't even come out. I mean, they're like, where is he? We can't see him. He's not even coming out there saying. And I just can't help to think about John Paul Jackson's prophetic word.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... John Paul Jackson had prophetic word headlines. He saw papers coming out. And one of the prophetic words was, NFL postpones all games until answer found. That was the headline. Well, here's the other interesting thing. There's so many incidences right now where these NFL players have had domestic violence, charges, physical assaults, even murder. I mean, this has happened, there's a long list. I mean, there's maybe 8 or 9, I don't want to get into detail naming names and stuff mm-hmm. like that, but there's about 8 or 9 football players that have had physical things going on in their lives that mm-hmm. either hurt someone or, and so like, what's going on with this? There's a lawsuit that just came to surface here. I think they just rendered a decision that the NFL players were bringing, I believe against the NFL because of head trauma, concussions. And that's something we talked about NFL on VFN-TV regarding, hey, maybe this is that.
Right.
And we're looking at this and we're saying, wait a minute, what's going on? What's going on? Well, just July 14th, and NFL's reporting this on their website, Pat, you'd like to know this, that a federal judge on Monday, this was back in July, granted preliminary approval to a landmark deal that would compensate thousands of former NFL players for concussion-related claims.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the ruling by the U.S. District Judge Anita Brody in Philadelphia came about 2 weeks after the NFL agreed to remove $675 million cap on damages.
Wow.
Okay, $675 million cap on damages. And now more than 4,500 former players have filed suit, some accusing the lead of just a whole bunch of stuff, you know, but they include former Dallas Cowboys running back Tony Dorsett,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Chicago quarterback, Bears, Jim McMahon,
mm-hmm.
who now suffers from dementia.
Yeah.
And you look at that, it's like, is there a correlation between these concussions? Is there a correlation between this head trauma with all of the violence that's taken place or is coming to light right now with these NFL players? I mean, are we getting them help? Are we getting them counseling? People are watching the games, and they're loving the aggression. They're loving the what's happening on the field. But are we caring about these individuals when they get off the field? When the 16 weeks is over, you know, what are we doing about that?
Right.
But look at the big picture now. You have all this negative stuff happening, a league that's in complete turmoil, right? And then all of a sudden you have a football player. He goes by the name of RG3. And give us his official name. Robert what?
Robert Griffin III.
Robert Griffin III. He's a quarterback for the Washington Redskins. And he's given a press conference. And before the press conference, he has a T-shirt. And you've probably seen this on your screen that says, "No Jesus, no peace." Allegedly, he was told that he could not wear that. On television.
Wow.
So he had to turn the shirt inside out. That's the second picture you're seeing. Inside out.
Wow.
Because of Nike. Because allegedly there's a contract where if you can't wear any kind of shirt or jersey doing a press conference that doesn't have a Nike emblem.
Right.
However, another one of his teammates, his name is Ryan Kerrigan, did a press conference and he had a T-shirt on. We don't have that? Okay.
Down on that.
His T-shirt was marketing another, you know, sporting thing. And it was like, had nothing to do with Nike. But they didn't have a problem with him wearing that T-shirt. Mm. So the one that says knowing Jesus and no peace, that's the one that we say he can't wear. But yet that same rule doesn't apply to somebody else. It's nothing to do with Ryan because, you know, he's just a player. Right, but you look at the big picture of any message that the NFL would needed to get out this week is, hey, I think we need to know Jesus and we need to have peace. Of any message, and just look at what's happening. Why, you know, anything having to do with Jesus always gets hammered, always gets hammered in the public eye. And one of the guys right now that could be the face of the NFL, who you know, they said they didn't want. Many reasons why they said many teams did not want to pick up Tim Tebow to be part of their football team. And this has been already said. This has been out there. They said they didn't want the media scrutiny. They didn't want the circus that would surround a player like Tim Tebow because he's outspoken in his faith, because you know he's going to talk about Jesus. We don't want that. But what is the NFL getting right now? Nothing but media scrutiny. Because of some of the things that their players have done and just all this stuff going on. And they have a guy like RG3 who's doing a press conference with a shirt that's saying, "No Jesus, no peace." I mean, this is a good thing. I would say, yeah, I want our players. And there's a lot of Christian football players, tons of them. But this would be a great thing for our, you know, our league. We want to, you know, say, hey, we need to get some balance.
Something positive.
Yeah, something positive here. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and that's a right thing. No Jesus, that we ask him to turn his shirt in, and we'll let someone else. And we have one of the guys, you know, who could be the face of our league, not even playing football, behind a desk somewhere, and they didn't want his media frenzy,
right.
His media frenzy, which was great because everywhere he went, he gave credit to Jesus Christ. He gave credit. To the Lord, because you know God was the one that was blessing him and causing him to prosper and do well, and just makes me think today of just what you're seeing everywhere you turn. You know, it's not going to be popular if you haven't figured that out for the Jews or the Christians to be able to stand and respectively wherever their field is. There's all this political correctness, and you know, tune in, stay with us because we're two programs back to back and. And so keep watching VFN TV because we're going to be showing you a trailer of a new movie by Kirk Cameron called Saving Christmas. You don't want to miss that. But, you know, you can't even bring up Christmas during the Christmas season. They want to talk about the holiday season, you know, the shopping season. No, it's Christmas. We're celebrating the birth of Jesus. If you don't, make another holiday. Call it whatever, but it's Christmas. Don't change Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take the Christ out of Christmas, and try to hide the gospel. Because right now, I mean, what the world is needing, especially young people that are looking up at these sports athletes, and they are, they're watching the games, they're watching what they do. They admire them. They want to play like them. They want to play at that type of level. I mean, every kid, come on, you play football. Every child that's played any kind of sport, you ask them, what do you want to do for a living?
Oh, yeah.
Every child, every kid says, they're going to be an athlete. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to be in the Major League Baseball. I'm going to be in the NFL. That's what I'm going to do. No, son, are you going to read a book? No. I'm going to be in the NFL. Well, you know that not that many people go, yeah, but I'm going to be in
the NFL. I'm going to be the one.
And so they want to be like them. And this is a perfect opportunity to say, you know what? No Jesus, no peace. We don't want to be labeled and known for violence and hurting people, but we need something, you know, that's right. And I just want to encourage you during a time like this just to remember that, you know, Jesus is our only hope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's the only reason that we have anything, and that we can't deny him no matter where we're at, no matter what we're doing. You need to love God more than your job, more than your status, more than what you think you may lose. You need to stand for God because he stood for you, and he'll have your back all the way to the end. We're going to stand for Jesus.
Amen.
We encourage you to do the same.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.